Today's Amud is Megillah Chavtesam and Aleph. We're holding on the bottom of Chavtesam and Beis, the last line, the last word, Tanu Rabbanon. So it says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon, Mevadlin Talmud Torah Laitza Sameis Lachnasa Sakala. That a person's supposed to be even Mevatl Torah for the sake of the mitzvah of being malave a meis, and also for achnasas kala, to bring a kala from our father's house to the chuppah, some say also by a chasan, to bring the chasan from his parents' house, to bring him to the chuppah, so you're mevatel Talmud Torah for these things, for these mitzvahs. And says the Gemara that Amru Allah of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, they said about Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, the Stam Tana Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, they said about Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, Shahaya Mevatel Talmud Torah lahetza ha-sameis lachnasa sakala, that he, even though Teirasu Mnasai, the Mefarshim explained, even though Teirasu Mnasai, he was Mevatel Talmud Torah for these mitzvahs of Haitza ha-sameis and lachnasa sakala. Bamed Varim Amurim, now says the Gemara, when is that? When is this said that you're supposed to be mevatel Torah? That's kasha'ein sham kol tzarkai. That's if the mace, if the kala, they don't have all their needs. There's not enough people there. Aval yesh sham kol tzarkai. But once they have a sufficient amount of people, so then ein mevatlin. So then you're not mevatel Talmud Torah. Now, there's a catch to that. It says the Gemara v'kama kol tzarkai. How much is considered that a person has enough for all their needs? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Shmuel Barinaya, Mishmei Derav, it's Tracer Alfe Gavre, Ushisa Alfe Shipure. It's 12,000 men, and then an additional 6,000 trumpet blowers. So a total of 18,000 people. Good luck. Va'amrila, and some say, it's Tracer Alfe Gavre, Uminayu Shisa Alfe Shipure. No, it's only 12,000 people, and 6,000 amongst those 12,000 is trumpet blowers. So you really only need 6,000 people. Not a big deal. Says the Gemara that Ula Amar, Ula said, Kegoin Dechitze Gavre Me'abula at Sichra. It's like making a mechitza of people from Abula at Sichra, from these two cities. Rav Sheishas Amar, Rav Sheishas has a different shir, that, again, this is talking about the Talmud Chacham, it says, Kenesinasa Kach Netilasa. That just like the shir of people that were there when the Torah was given, so that's the shir of people that have to be there by a Levaya of a Talmud Chacham, when the Torah, so to speak, when the Talmud Chacham is taken from us. Manesinasa B'shishim Ribay, just like the Torah was given on Har Sinai, and there were 600,000 men, so Af Netilasa B'shishim Ribay, so too when the Talmud Chacham dies, that the Levaya, you need to have 600,000 men. And says the Gemara, Hanimili Laman Dekare Vutane, that's only for a Talmud Chacham who he just learned by himself. He learned Mikra, he learned Mishnayis, but it was all by himself, he just learned. Ava Laman Demasne, but for a person who's a Rebbe, for a person who teaches Torah, so then Lesley Shi Ura, so then there's no shear of people that are there by his Levaya. There is no maximum shear. Everybody has to be Mevatel Talmud Torah to go to such a Levaya. And Lamaisa, the place can point out that it does not seem like we're makbid about this halacha. We don't find that any time a Rebbe is nifter, so then everybody, all the yeshivas close down in the whole country. We don't find such a thing, that everybody goes to the Levaya for somebody who teaches Torah. And the question is why not? This seems to be a Gemara Mufureshas, that you're Mevatel Talmud Torah for Itzah Sameis, and the Gemara says that for a person who teaches Torah, even for a person who learned Torah, 600,000 people, we don't really have typically 600,000 people at a Levaya. Maybe by Rav Avadi Yosef's Levaya, but typically we don't have such a thing. Someone who teaches Torah, it's Lesley Shiura. How come it doesn't seem like we're makbid about this? So some of the Paiskim say it's that we're relying on the Shitas who say that this halacha only applies if a person actually sees the Levaya. Just knowing about it, a person sees the signs up, a person hears on the radio, whatever it is, he hears the cars going by announcing the Levaya. So for that, you don't have to be Mevatel Talmud Torah for Itzah Sameis. When the Gemara says you have to be Mevatel Talmud Torah for Itzah Sameis, it means if you see the maze being escorted to the cavern for the Levaya, so then you have to be Mevatel Torah to join in, and that's why we're not makbid about it. It's not that we're not makbid about it. This halacha is specifically for a person who sees the Levaya in action. So then he has to be Mevatel Talmud Torah. But if a person doesn't see it, so then he doesn't have to be Mevatel Talmud Torah. That's one of the approaches to explain why it is that it does not seem like we're makbid about this halacha. Says the Gemara, Vayter Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Rab Shimon ben Yochai Yomer, Bayu Re'e Kam Chaviv in Yisrael Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look how beloved, look how cherished we are to Hashem. Shebechol Makim Shegalu Shechina Yimahin. Wherever Klal Yisrael is exiled to, so the Shechina, the Hashem's presence is always with them in whichever Galus they go to. And says the Gemara as an example, Galu L'Mitzrayim, we went to Galus in Mitzrayim, and Shechina Yimahin, the Shechina was with us in Mitzrayim, Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Hanigla Niglesi Labes Avich Behiyosam B'Mitzrayim. Hashem tells Eli, I revealed myself to your father when they were in Mitzrayim. So you see, the Shechina was with us when we were in Mitzrayim. Galu LeBavel, Klal Yisrael. They went to Galus, to Bavel, and Shechina Imahen, the Shechina was with them. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Lemanchem Shilachli Bavela, that I've sent myself to Bavel, I was with you when I was in Bavel. And Yerushalmi, in the beginning of Maseches Tainis, brings Psukim for all the Galiyos as well. Here the Bavli just suffices with these two. And then says the Gemara, that Va'av Kashehena Sidonly Gael, and also in the future, hopefully soon, Bezras Hashem, Va'av Kashehena Sidonly Gael, when we're gonna be redeemed in the future, Shechina Imahen, the Shechina is gonna be with us, but some of the Mefarshim explain is really just a nice way of saying that even in Galus Edoim, the Shechina is with us. The Shechina is with us in this Galus as well, and Mamela is gonna come out with us when we come out of Galus. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'shav Hashem Elokecha Shavuscha V'heish, of Eshvuscha. The Heshev Leinemer, it doesn't say that Hashem will return us, Ela Vishav, that Kilu Kaviyachul Hashem himself is gonna return. Melamed Shakadosh Baruch Hu Shav Yimahem Mibein HaGalios, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is gonna return with us from this Galus, and the future Hashem is gonna return with us from this Galus, which means that he's with us in this Galus as well. Now ask the Gemara an interesting Shiloh. B'Bavel Heicha, where exactly is the Shechina in Galus Bavel? In Galus Bavel, where exactly was the Shechina? Now Avada, we all know since we're kids, Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. So we're not going to find one place that's where Hashem is everywhere, but probably what the Gemara means is where is their primary place where the Shechina is most manifestated, where maybe the Shechina is most felt. Where in Bavel is this place that's like, so to speak, kaviyachol, the primary place of Hashem Shechina? So Amar Abaye says, it's Bebei Kenishta de Hutzal. It was in the Beis HaKnesses of Hutzal. Bebei Kenishta de Shav V'Yosef ben Naharda. And also in Naharda, there was a Beis HaKnesses, Shav V'Yosef, that was like a primary place of Hashem Shechina. Rashi explains the story. Shav V'Yosef means it was a Beis HaKnesses that Yechoniah built when he went to Galus, to Bavel, from Eretz Yisrael, and he brought with him the stone and the mud and the dirt from Eretz Yisrael, he brought it with him to Bavel, and he built this Beis HaKnesses of Shav V'Yosef. That's this Beis HaKnesses of Shav V'Yosef of Naharda. And says the Gemara V'Leitei Mahacha V'Hacha, you shouldn't think that the Shechina is equal at both places at the same time. El Zimnin Hacha V'Zimnin Hacha, sometimes that one is the primary place and sometimes the other place is the primary place. Amar Abaye, says Abaye, that tastily, I deserve credit, anytime I was a parsa away, even though I was a parsa away, I went to specifically into that Beis HaKnesses because that's where the Shechina was, and therefore I exerted myself to go dat and dav and dafka there. Avu de Shmua v'Levi havu yasi v'kenishta de Shav V'Yosef v'neharda. The Gemara says a story about Avu de Shmua and Levi that they were sitting in the shul of Shav V'Yosef of Neharda, and asked the Shechina, and the Shechina came. Like we said, that was a primary place of the Shechina, and so there was an intense feeling of the Shechina. And Shamu Kol Riksha, the way it was manifested, was that they felt, they heard a loud noise, a lot of commotion, and so they were scared. So Kamu V'Nafku, so they got out of the shul. Says the Gemara, a different story, that Rav Sheshes have a Yosef v'Kanishta d'Shav V'Yosef in Harda, that Rav Sheshes was sitting in the shul of Shav V'Yosef in Harda, and asked the Shechina, and again, the Shechina came to the Beis HaKnesses. However, this time, v'loy nafak, Rav Sheshes did not want to leave, as we'll see soon why, he didn't want to leave the shul. Asu Malachi Ashares v'kamivasule. So Malachi Ashares, they came and they started to scare Rav Sheshes. They were doing things to make the Rav Sheshes scared so that he would leave. And Amar Lefanov, so Rav Sheshes said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said as follows, he said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Olav v'sheina olav. He, Rav Sheshes, was blind. It was hard for him to just get up and leave. So he said to Hashem, Hashem olav, the unfortunate person, referring to himself because he was blind. V'sheina olav, referring to the Shechino or the Malachim. There's nothing unfortunate about them. So mi nidche b'fnei mi. So who should get pushed off for the other? I'm the unfortunate one, he said. He said about himself that he's blind. And therefore, you should be able to stay. And Amar Luhu Shavkuhu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Malachim, and he said to them to leave Rav Sheshes alone, so that he could stay in the Beis HaKnesses. Says the Gemara Vayter now, the Pasuk says, Va'ehi lohem l'mikdash ma'at, that I'll be for them as a mini Beis HaMikdash. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Elu batei k'neisiyah, isu batei midrashay shebe'bavel. This refers to the different shuls and the batei midrashays in Bavel, really in all of Chutz La'aretz. It refers to the shuls and the batei midrashays in Chutz La'aretz, so they're like a mini Beis HaMikdash. The place can say that that's why there's a chiyuv of Meira, just like there's a chiyuv of Meira to act appropriately inside the Beis HaMikdash, so that chiyuv applies inside of a shul, inside of a Beis Medrash as well. Rabbi Lazar Amar, Zeh Beis Rabbeinu Shebe'Bavel, that the pasuk refers even more specifically to the Beis Medrash of Rabbeinu, referring to Rav, who is Rabbi Lazar's Rebbe, is referring to the Beis HaMedrash of Rav in Bavel, that was considered like a Mikdash Ma'at. Darash Rava, Ma'idach Siv, what's the meaning of the Pasuk, Hashem Ma'ayin Ata Hayisalanu, that you are like a Ma'ayin, for you're a Ma'ayin for us, you're a great place for us. Elu Batei Kenesiyos U'Batei Medrashais. It refers to the shuls and the Batei Medrashais, those are considered like Hashem's house. And Amar Abaye says, that Mireish Havai Garcina Bebeisa U'Matzlina Bebei Kenishta. I used to learn at home, and then I would daven in shul. However, Kevan D'Shamis L'Haduk Amar David, once I heard that which David HaMelech said, Hashem Ahavti Ma'ayin Beis Echa, that Hashem, I love Ma'ayin Beis Echa, your Ma'ayin, which refers to the Beis Medrash, like we just said, that's the Ma'ayin, is refers to the Beis Medrash, it refers to the Beis HaKnesses, so therefore, says Abaye, have a Garisna Bebeim Kenishta. So then I went to the Beis Kenishta, then I went to the Shul, and I started learning in the Shul. Now, Abaye knew the Pasuk in Tehillim before, this is not the first time he heard the Pasuk in Tehillim. What it probably means is that then he started contemplating about the Pasuk, maybe he heard a new Pshat in the Pasuk, he understood that Ma'ayin is referring to the Beis HaKnesses in Bavel, and therefore says Abaye, once he understood that that's the Pshat in the Pasuk, so then instead of learning at home, he would go and he would learn in the Shul. Now this might sound familiar, but the truth is in Maseches Brachos, on Daf Ches Amud Aleph, we mamish had the exact opposite Gemara. We had that Abaye, once he understood the importance of the place where you learn, that you're supposed to daven, and the place that you learn, so he started davening in the place that he learned. Here it says that he started learning in the place that he davened. In Brachos it says that he did the opposite. He started to daven in the place that he learned. So the Turi Evan, the Shagas Arya, he says it's a machlekes hasugi is what exactly the story was. There was some sort of mesira that Abaye switched his place either of learning to be in the Beis HaKnesses or his place of davening to be in the Beis Medrash, and that's the machlekes between the Gemara and Brachos and Ches Amud Aleph, and here the Gemara and Megillah and Chav Tes Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, now Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Lazar HaKapar Omer, Asid in Batei Kenesiyah Isu Batei Midrashais Shebe'Bavel. In the future, all the shuls in the Batei Midrashais in Bavel, and as well as all of Chutz La'aretz, the Eli Rabba speaks out, Sheyikvu Be'Eretz Yisrael. And they're going to reestablish themselves in Eretz Yisrael. They'll perhaps fly out of Chutz La'aretz and go and establish themselves in Eretz Yisrael. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Ki Ketavur Beharim U'Chekarmel B'Yam Yavoy, that these is names of mountains, Tavor and Carmel, that they weren't originally in Eretz Yisrael, but after Matan Torah, they went to Matan Torah, and then they ultimately settled in Eretz Yisrael. So says the Gemara, V'haloi Dvarim Kavachaymer, U'ma Tavor U'Carmel Shaloi Bo'u El Lefi Shalom Le Torah. They only went to Har Sinai. They went and they traveled to Har Sinai to go learn Torah, even though it was just for a little bit of time, and Nikva in Be'eretz Yisrael, and B'schus that. They were Nikva in Eretz Yisrael, now they're mountains in Eretz Yisrael, so Batei Kenesiyah So the shuls and the batei midrashos that constantly they're learning Torah in groups of people, so all the more so those are going to go and eventually settle in Eretz Yisrael. And Darish Bar Kapara, Ma'idich Siv, what's the meaning of the Pasuk? Lama Teratz Dun Harim Gavnunim. Says the Gemara, Yatsa Baskel V'Amar Lahem. A Baskel came out and said to the other mountains, by Bashas Matan Taira. So a Baskel came out and said to the mountains, Lama Tirtzu Din Im Sinai. Teratz Dun means Lama Tirtzu Din Im Sinai. Why you want to make fights with Sinai? Why are you fighting? You're saying that the Taira should be on you. This one's the tallest. This one's the widest. Right? Everyone's, has the most flowers. Kulchem Bali Mumim. Eitzel Sinai, all of you are mountains, you're all Bali Mumim, you're considered like a Bal Mum in comparison to Sinai. Ksiv Hacha Gavnunim, Ksiv Hacha Aigibe Naidak. And that we learn now from this word of Gavnunim, that it says in this Pasuk, which is similar to a different Pasuk which discusses a Bal Mum, Aigabe Naidak. So we learn out that the Baskel came and said to these other mountains that because of their Gaiva, that they felt that the Torah should be given on them, so that's why, so the Baskel came out and said that they're considered a Bal Gaiva Eitzel Sinai, that they're a Bal Mum Eitzel Sinai, because of this Gaiva, the Gaiva was considered like a Mum. So on that, Amar Rav Ashi, Shmami No, you see from this, that Haiman Diyahir Bal Mumhu. You see a person who acts with Gaiva, he's considered, La Halacha, he's considered like a Bal Mum. If he acts with Gaiva, that's what you see from the story with these mountains. In ice and ice like Kapandaria, we said that you're not allowed to use a shul and to use it as a shortcut. Says the Gemara, my Kapandaria. So we already explained what the word means, but ask the Gemara, what is this word Kapandaria? Amarava Kapandaria Kishma. It means exactly what it sounds like. Kapandaria. What does Kapandaria mean? It means Kapandaria. Says the Gemara, my Kishma. I don't know how you're supposed to figure out from the word Kapandaria what Kapandaria means. I don't see how it means anything. Says the Gemara, Kimanda Amar Adamakifna Adore Eobaha. Instead of going around, I'm just gonna go through here. That's the word Kapandaria. Adamakifna Adore Eobaha. That's what it means. Amar Abavayu. Says Rabbi Avayu, a limitation on this halacha that you're not allowed to use a shul as a shortcut. Says Rabbi Avayu, Emaya Shvil Meikara Mutter. If there always was a pathway to go in this direction, to cut through in this place, and then they put a shul exactly where that pathway used to be, so then it's mutter, you could continue using that pathway as a shortcut, and because that was always your pathway, that's not considered a bezayin. Amrav Nachem Vayitzchak, Hanichnas Amanash Leilasis Kapandaria. Another limitation, another qualification of this halacha is that if you went into the shul originally not to use it as a shortcut, you thought they had a minion at that time, and so then it's mutter la'asoyse kapandaria. You could go out the other door on the way to the next shul and use the shul as a shortcut because you didn't go in with the intentions of using it as a shortcut. Va'amar b'chalba yamar avuna anichnas lebeis hakaneses lehispalel mutter la'asoyse kapandaria. Once you go into daven, a similar idea. Once you go into daven, so then you're allowed to use the shul as a shortcut. And you could go out from a different door, even though it's going to help you now get to your next destination quicker. So it comes out you're using the shul as a shortcut, since you went into daven and you daven in the shul, so you're allowed to use it as a shortcut. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Ubevoy ama arez of ne'ashem b'mayadim habad derech shart zafon lishtachavos yata derech shart negev." It's describing people that when they were eilul regel, so they went into the beis hamikdash from the shart zafon, from the north gate. They went to bow, and then they came out from the southern gate. So you see, they walked all the way through, and they, so to speak, use the Beis HaMikdash as a shortcut, and that apparently is mutter. The Ran explains that the reason for this halacha is because Adarabba, it shows chavivus, it shows that you love the Beis HaMikdash, it shows that you love the shul, that you want to walk out the other door, you want to walk all the way through the shul, you want to walk through the whole entire Beis HaMikdash, because you love it so much. In fact, the Gain has a different girsa than this Gemara. Not that it's mutter la'asayse kapandaria, but he actually has a girsa that it's a mitzvah la'asayse kapandaria. He holds that it's a mitzvah. You're supposed to dafka go out a different door than the door you came in order to show chavivus. You have to dafka go out a different door. I believe, if I remember correctly, that when they built the bridge into Letterman Shul for Rav Chaim Kanievsky from his house, so they built it with two doors, that there's one door that he went in from and a separate door that he walked out from, to keep this halacha from the Gain that it's a mitzvah la'asayse kapandaria, dafka, to walk out of shul from a different door than you walked in from. Says the Gemara now, Olu bayasavim lo yidlo yishumnei agmas nefesh. That if there's grass that grows by the shul that was nechrav, so you're not supposed to pull the grass. Says the Gemara v'atanya einu toile shumachil. We learned in the Braisa that there's no problem with pulling the grass. The problem is to pull the grass and then to use it to feed it to your animals, to get benefit from that grass. We dafka don't want you to benefit from it because it's going to cause agmas nefesh. But to just pull it, that's fine. Aval toile shumaniach, but you're allowed to be toile shumaniach. You're just not allowed to be toile shumachil. You can't pull the grass and then feed it to your behema. So says the Gemara in Achanami, ki tana nami masnisa and toile shumachil. Big hukimta. That when our Mishnah says you can't pull the grass, it doesn't mean that there's something wrong with just pulling the grass. The problem is to pull it and then benefit from it by giving it to your animal. Says the Gemara now, Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the Braiso, beis hakfarais einayagin ben kalas reish. You're not allowed to act with a certain lightheadedness when you're inside of a beis hakvaris. A marin ben behema, you're not allowed to graze your behema in a beis hakvaris. That's also, it's a bazaar to the mesim to bring your animals there to graze. Vein mailichan ben amasamayim, you can't start building your water canal and have it pass through the beis hakvaris. That's also a bazaar to be mishtamish, to use the beis hakvaris for your needs. Vein malakten ben asavim, and you're not allowed to pick grass from the beis hakvaros. Veim likate sar from bimkayman, and if you do, so then you have to burn it. You're not allowed to benefit from it. You have to burn the grass over there in the beis hakvaros. And says the brisa mibnei kavod meisim, because of kavod for the mace. So ask the Gemara ahaya. This that it says mibnei kavod meisim. On which case of the brisa was that going on? Ilei maaseifav. It's going on this last thing that you're not supposed to pick the grass, and if you do, you should burn it there. Kavod shasar from my covered mason, Ika. Why is that covered mason to burn the grass there? That doesn't seem to be anything to do with covered mason. Says the Gemara Ella Resha. Rather, that last line of Nei covered mason was going on the first line of the Braisa. You're not supposed to act with Kalas Reish inside of a Beis HaKvarais, and on that the Braisa concludes with Nei covered mason. That's because of covered mason that you're not supposed to act with lightheadedness inside of a Beis HaKvarais.